Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Amos and Andy Show. Well, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Andrew H. Brown has just come from breakfast and is reading the morning newspaper in his office. He has finished the funnies and has now turned to more serious reading matter. At the moment, his attention is directed to an ad, the subject of which is always interesting to him.
Men, are you lonely? Join the Harlem Get Acquainted Club. Meet refined and cultured companion. That don't sound like a bad idea. Guess I'll tear this out.
Well, hello there, Andy. What you doing there?
Hello, Amos. I just look over the finance section of the newspaper here.
Yeah, let me see what you tore out here.
Yeah.
Harlem Get Acquainted Club. Yeah, that's a great finance section you got in the paper there. What you want to meet other women for? After all, ain't you done set your wedding date with Madam Queen for sometime in June?
Yeah, but that's still 2 months off yet.
Well, it seemed to me if you're going to marry Madam Queen in June, you wouldn't want to be going out with nobody but her.
Listen, Amos, when a man is going to prison, he don't check in 2 months before his sentence starts to see how it feels to it.
Andy, tell me, do you think you being fair to Madam Queen?
Well, in the first place, she ain't never going to know nothing about it.
Oh, look, Andy, well, do what you want to do. It ain't none of my business, no way.
Yeah, that's right. I is going up to this Get Acquainted Club. It's over on Lenox and 135th Street. And I was just wondering if you'd let me have enough money to pay the initial fee up there. A fellow told me it's only $2 when you walks in.
Well, I just ain't got it, Andy. That's the truth.
Well, I'm going over and see the Kingfish and try to borrow it from him.
Sit down, Brother Andy. What's on your mind?
Kingfish, old pal, I was thinking about you last night. I started thinking about friendship. About who's your friend and who ain't your friend. Start thinking about how close we've been together all these years.
Whatever money you asking for, Andy, the answer is no. You see, I need all the money I got to go in business with.
What business you going in, Kingfish?
Well, I don't know yet, Andy, but it's going to be any business I can capitalize at $3.25.
How about going in the loan business? I'd be willing to borrow $2 to get you started.
Andy, tell me this, what you want with money for?
Well, I tell you, Kingfish, I needs $2 for the registration fee over at this Get Acquainted Club. I want to meet a gal.
Get Acquainted Club?
Yeah, meet some gals there, all that stuff. You know, companionship. But, of course, as soon as you go up there, you got to pay the $2.
Get Acquainted Club, there's a fella that really had an idea, didn't there?
Yeah.
Say, I wonder if that wouldn't be a kind of a business for me to go into. Yeah, I could do the same thing they're doing. Say, I wonder how you run one of them places.
Well, here's the ad right here. Kind of run itself. You just rakes in the money and counts it, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds good, all right. Maybe I could get myself acquainted with a few $100 up there.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Come in. Well, hello, Emma.
Yeah, hello. What you got there, son?
I just dropped by the printers and picked up the tickets for the servicemen's dance at the Lodge Hall. You don't mind if I set them over here in the corner, do you, Kingfish?
Oh, no. Go right ahead, Emma.
Yeah, well, now, what are you going to do, Kingfish?
Well, I was going up to the Get Acquainted Club.
Oh, you will, huh?
Well, I'll leave the tickets there in the corner. I'll see you later. So long.
So long.
So long, Emma.
Look, Kingfish, you can't go up there and just say to them, how do you run your business? I'm going to open up one myself. But if you lends me the $2, why, I'll go up there and find out the whole thing for you.
No, now, wait a minute. I got a better idea, Andy. I imagine the first time he goes up there, all you do is to register your name and tell him what kind of a gal you'd like to meet.
Hmm.
Now, look here. We can kill two birds with one stone. I'll go up there and register for you. You know, make you a member under your own name. And at the same time, I'll find out just how they runs the business.
Yeah, but how can you tell them what kind of a gal I wants to meet?
Yeah, well, tell me and I'll tell them what kind you want me.
Well, I in particular, just so it's a gal I could be crazy about. Mm-hmm. One that'll pay her own way to the picture show and stuff like that. Tell them that I is an unhappy man.
An unhappy man.
Tell them I is starving for companionship.
Starving for companionship.
That's right. And tell them that I is craving for an understanding woman.
Craving for understanding, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'll tell them. I'll go up there like I was anxious to meet somebody. Then, of course, after that, you can go back. Oh, that sounds great, don't it?
Yeah, that sounds okay.
Come in, Brother Crawford.
Oh, hello, Brother Crawford.
Well, Amos, hello, Sapphire. How is your husband?
Oh, Kingfish is fine, thank you.
Yeah, well, Sapphire, since you is the chairman of the Servicemen's Dance Committee at the Lodge, here are the tickets for the dance that I got from the printer.
Oh, thank you, Amos. Now, Brother Crawford, you're going to take charge of these, ain't you?
Yes, I will be very happy to keep the tickets.
All right, now, as soon as Madam Queen gets here, we can make all the final arrangements.
Oh, the soldiers and the sailors ought to have a nice time. By the way, is we going to have enough girls for them to dance with?
We ought to. Brother Crawford has charge of getting the girls. How are you coming along?
Well, now, that's what I want to talk to you about, Sapphire. It seems that my wife heard that I was getting some girls for the dance.
Yes. I told her that she was on the committee.
Yeah, and it's for the fellas in the service.
Your wife didn't have no objections when I told her.
No, my wife's very funny that way, Sapphire. She sort of keeps her troubles in the family. When I came home after your talk with her, I found my wife very unhappy.
Well, we got to get some girls.
Well, frankly, there was a look on my wife's face that I haven't seen there for many years. I asked her what the trouble was, and she told me, it's the girls I'm getting.
Well, what is we going to do?
I want you to know that I am the master of my house, and I take orders from no one. I can do what I want to do, and if I think it's right to be on a committee, I'll be on it. But I think somebody else better get the girls.
Well.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I ain't got the time. I think you better do it yourself, Sapphire.
All right, then. I'll do the best I can, but... Oh, here comes Madam Queen. How is you?
Oh, hello, everybody.
Well, hello, Madam Queen.
Oh, I'm fine.
Glad to see you.
Yes, we're just working on the dance committee, and we're trying to figure out a way to get some girls for the soldiers to dance with. You see, I'm kind of out of touch with the younger set.
Well, 20-year-old men don't want to be dancing around with no old steamboats like us.
Speak for yourself, Madam Queen.
Well, now, let's not go into personalities. I personally feel that you girls would have just as much appeal to the soldiers as you did in the last war.
Well, what I want to know is what we going to do about it.
Well, Sapphire, I just had a thought where you might get some young girls. I don't know much about it.
Well, where's that, Amos?
There's a place here on Lenox and 135th Street called the Get Acquainted Club. And I think if you were to go up there and talk to whoever runs it, they might furnish you with some girls for the boys to dance with.
Oh, Sapphire, that sounds like a good idea.
Yes, it do. Amos, I believe I'll go up there and talk to her right now.
Well, Mrs. Stevens, I'm sure our Get Acquainted Club will be glad to help you out. We have a very nice list of girls here. How many do you need?
Well, I'd like to get as many as I could.
Well, now, let me see here. I have a book here with the names listed. I suppose you'd want girls around 20 to 25?
Yes, that would be about the right age, I reckon.
Now, let me see.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
That man coming in the door there. Do you know him?
No, I don't believe so. He's paying his initiation fee at the front desk now.
Wait a minute. I don't want him to know I'm here. Where can I hide at?
Hide? Well, why don't you just step behind the screen right back of my desk? He won't see you there.
Yes, I'll do that. He's coming over here now. Don't let him know I'm behind him.
All right.
How do you do?
Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just joined the club.
Oh, yes.
Nice players you got here.
Yes, you'll find it very enjoyable.
Yeah, you introduce people to other people. Now, just how do you go about it?
Well, what is your problem?
Well, I is a lonely man. I is an unhappy man. I is starving for companionship. And I craving for an understanding woman.
Yes, yes.
A woman that I can take to supper at night, take to the theater or the movies. Now, how does I go about meeting a woman like that, and how much does everything cost and all that business? Explain everything.
Are you considering matrimony?
Well, I might even do that. Yeah, I might even do that.
George Stevens, I didn't heard enough. This is the end.
Oh, Sapphire, what you doing here?
Amos Jones sent me here, but I didn't expect to find this. Why, this man is my husband.
Your husband?
Oh, Sapphire, I can explain everything to you.
You won't never be able to explain nothing to me. I'm leaving you. And so help me, this is final.
Sapphire will not listen to reason. She is determined to leave the Kingfish. The Kingfish is now seeking legal advice from his friend, Gabby Gibson.
Gabby, I want to talk to you.
Be very happy to talk to you. Yes, indeed. Sit down, Kingfish.
Yeah, tell me now, is there any legal way that I can keep my wife from leaving me, Gabby?
No, there ain't no legal way you can stop it. No, indeed. When a woman decides she's had enough, she's had enough.
You see, the reason I went up to this Get Acquainted Club was for Andy.
Well, then, it seems to me you ought to get Andy. Go get Andy. Let him explain. Let him explain everything to your wife. He got to tell her everything.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do that, too. You know, that double-crossing Amos is the one that sent my wife up there. He happened to be in the office putting some tickets away in the corner, and he heard me say I was going to the Get Acquainted Club.
I was surprised Amos. Very surprised Amos doing a thing like that. Didn't think Amos was that kind of man. Really didn't think so. I didn't think Amos was that kind of man.
Oh, I'm telling you, Gabby, Amos done broke up a home. That's what he done.
That's too bad. I'm surprised. Sure am surprised. That Amos don't look like a snake in the grass, but that's the trouble with a snake in the grass. He never looked like a snake in the grass.
Look here. How can I hold my married life together, Gabby? That's what I want to know.
The only thing you can do, Kingfish, the only thing is go home to your wife. Go home to her right now. Walk in the house, walk right up to her, and be very humble. Very humble. Next thing you do is get down on your knees. Get on both your knees. Tell her right from your heart that you love her. Tell her right from the heart. Tell her you're a true husband. Always been a true husband. Tell her you don't want to make a wreck of your married life. Tell her you don't want to stay with nobody but her. You want to stay with her, but always. And if you do that, if you do it right, you might stay married. Both of you stay married. But, Kingfish, it's more fun being single.
Well, what you want me to do about it, Kingfish?
Well, you got to help me. That Amos has done wrecked my married life, Andy.
Yeah, everybody's surprised at him for doing a thing like that.
Yeah, and he won't come near me. Amos knows what he done, a double-crossing, no-good, fair-weather friend. I told you about him.
Yeah, well, now, what you want me to do?
Andy, there's only one chance I got. I done had other people try to straighten it out for me, but you has got to go home to my wife and explain the whole thing to her.
Well, why can't you explain it to her yourself?
Now, look, brother Andy, my head just won't stand another vase.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Right now, my head is so tender that I get tears in my eyes every time I put on my hat.
But you want to go back to her, huh?
Oh, yeah. Andy, go to see her and tell her that you was the one that was going to the Get Acquainted Club to meet a gal. Explain to her that I went up there for you because I wanted to go into that business. Now, just tell her the truth.
Now, just a minute. I don't want that news out that I was going up there neither. It might get back to Madam Queen. You know, she ain't no amateur with a vase herself.
Andy, believe me, my wife ain't going to tell a soul. She wouldn't tell Madam Queen. She'll keep it confidential. But you got to go and tell her. It means my future happiness. Andy, I ain't never seen my wife this serious before. She really leaving me, son.
All right. I'll go over there and see her.
Well, Andy, come on in. If you got anything to say to me, say it now.
Yeah, well, your place is sure tore up here.
Oh, I'm leaving him. Hitting him over the head ain't gonna do no more good. I done busted my last piece of china on him.
Well, Sapphire, I got something to tell you. And I'm going to tell you the truth about the whole thing. I'm going to tell you why the kingfish went up there.
Well, whatever it is, it better be pretty good. Excuse me just a minute. Somebody's at the door.
All right, I'll wait right here.
Oh, hello, Madam Queen. Come in.
Oh, Sapphire, I'm so sorry to hear about your trouble.
Well, it's the end. I'm leaving it.
It's a shame, Sapphire.
Come on in. Andy's in here.
Well, Andy, glad to see you, my darling boy.
Hello. Hello, honey. How's my sweetheart today?
Oh, this is a terrible thing Kingfish done to his wife, ain't it, Andy?
Yeah. It is terrible.
And to think that I done trusted him all these years and catch him red-handed.
Sapphire, I can't imagine a man that thinks anything of a woman that he claims to love going to that acquainted club. Andy and I ain't even married. But if you did a thing like that to me, Andy, you know what I'd do?
Oh, don't let's even think about it.
That husband of mine claiming he's starving for affection. Oh, I'm leaving it.
You got grounds, too. I can't even imagine George doing a thing like that.
Andy was just getting ready to tell me the truth about why he went up there. Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, go on and tell me what you was going to tell me. Why did he go up there?
Well, I can't believe that the kingfish is really that bad. What I figure is that he must have been up there trying to meet a gal for some other fella.
Hmm. Who is the other fella?
Well, on second thought, a thing like that don't sound reasonable, do it?
Tell me, what did you see, Andy? What did you see?
Well, Kingfish, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Go ahead.
I went over there, and I was going to talk to her. And all of a sudden, Madam Queen walks in. There I was, a rose between two thorns.
Oh, so you didn't say nothing to my wife, Andy?
Well, how could I?
Oh, well, the whole thing is Amos's fault anyway.
Yeah, I never thought Amos would do a thing like that, you know it?
Yeah, well, everything looks hopeless now. I guess Sapphire means business, all right.
Yeah, I'll say she means business. She's breaking up housekeeping.
Yeah, I know she is. It's the end, all right, Andy. I got to go home now and get my stuff out of there. You know, I never thought my life would end up like this.
Oh, I can tell the way she talked. She's leaving.
Well, I figure if that's all the faith she got in me, well, maybe it's better we separate. I'm going home now and get my stuff.
I don't want no argument with you, George. I don't want to hear no more about it.
All right, honey.
This pile of stuff at this end of the parlor is all yours. And the pile up here is the stuff I'm taking with me.
What happened to the lace curtains on the front window?
I bought and paid for them curtains. I'm taking them with me. And here's that coat you bought me and didn't make but one payment on it. You can take that back.
Just lay it there on that pile of mine over there on the floor.
And I'm taking half of the furniture. You can have the other half.
Listen, honey.
Don't talk to me, George. Just let me get my stuff out of this house. And here's a wedding ring that ain't never been off my finger before. You can take this, too. I don't consider myself married to you no longer.
Oh, I don't want the wedding ring.
Well, either take it or I'm going to throw it away.
All right, give it to me. I'll put it in my pocket.
I'll notify the landlord today to be giving up the place.
If there's somebody at the door for me, I don't want to see nobody.
Well, I don't neither.
How do you do, Sapphire?
Oh, Reverend Johnson, how are you? Won't you come in and,
I just happened to be in the neighborhood and thought I'd drop in and see how you were. I noticed you hadn't been to church the last two Sundays.
No, we ain't. Oh, George, Reverend Johnson's here.
Well, hello there, Reverend Johnson. How is it?
Hello, George. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Well, looks like you folks doing a little spring cleaning.
Yes, yes, we are. Won't you sit down?
No, I haven't much time. I was telling your wife, George, I happened to be passing.
Yeah.
You know, It does my heart good to see a man and his wife working together. So often in this life, our duties take us away from each other most of the day. But it's nice to find a husband and wife who find time to help each other with the chores.
Reverend, can I fix you a cup of tea or something?
No, thank you, Sapphire. I appreciate your hospitality. I just stopped in to say hello, and I'm glad to find you two together. You know, today happens to be Good Friday. This is a very significant week.
Yes, I noticed.
Well, I guess I'll be running along.
We'll walk to the door with you.
All right.
Yeah, well, we're mighty glad that you could stop by for a second, Reverend Johnson.
You know, seeing you two stand there facing me now, side by side, brings back memories of many years ago when I officiated at your wedding.
Yes, I remember very well.
Yeah, sir. So do I.
By the way, Sapphire, where's your wedding ring?
My wedding ring? My wedding ring. George has got it in his pocket.
Yes, it is right here. I was going to have it cleaned up a little bit for her. That's what I'm going to do with it.
You know, I remember your wedding ceremony very well.
Yes, we do, too.
You remember, George, you held a ring in your hand like you have it now. And first I said, we have gathered here to unite this man and this woman in marriage, which is an institution ordained of nature in the very laws of our being for the happiness and welfare of mankind.
Yes, sir. That was many years ago, right?
And then I said that marriage is not meant for happiness alone, but for the discipline and development of character.
Sometimes we forget that, I guess.
George, I ask you if you take this woman, Sapphire, to be your wedded wife, to comfort her, honor her, and keep her in sickness, health, prosperity, and adversity so long as you shall live. Do you remember your answer?
Yes, sir, I will.
And I said practically the same thing to you, Sapphire. And your answer was,
I will.
And George, the ring that you have in your hand now, you placed it on Sapphire's finger. But do it now and say what you said then.
With this ring I thee wed.
And then you held hands like you're doing now. And I said to you, by virtue of authority vested in me by the state, and in the name of our Father in heaven, I pronounce you husband and wife, and whom love have joined together, let no man put asunder.
Yeah, sir, that brings back memories, Reverend Johnson, and good memories, too.
And do you remember how you embraced each other after the ceremony?
Yeah, sir, I do, Reverend.
That's it. You held each other closely, just like that.
George.
Well, I'll be running along. I hope to see you both at church Sunday. Remember, it's Easter.
Yeah, sir, we'll be there, Reverend Johnson.
We'll be there together.
Goodbye.
Johnson.
Well, hello, Amos. Now, how's Ruby and the children?
Oh, they are fine, thank you, sir.
Well, I was up in your neighborhood today. Stopped in, saw Sapphire and George.
Oh, how is they?
They're fine. I left them very happy, I'm sure.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm so glad you stopped by, Amos.
Well, I just happened to be over this way.
And, Amos, I want to thank you for suggesting that I drop in on Sapphire and George.
Well,
word from Amos and Andy.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, folks.
Well, we hope that you liked our Easter week show.
This week happens to be an anniversary for our sponsor.
And we want to wish the Rinso folks a happy 25th anniversary.
And not only that, we would like to say to them, and to say to you at the same time, that we are proud to be broadcasting for people that have put such a wonderful product on the market for so many years.
We ain't housewives ourselves, but we do know about Rinso. We know it's a mighty good soap, and it's helped an awful lot of people make wash day a lot easier. And if any of you folks ain't using it, me and Andy certainly would appreciate it if you'd try it. Because we think you'll be glad to find out what all the singing and whistling about Rinso has been about.
Thank you, and good night, folks.
Happy Easter to you. So long, folks.
With us again next Friday night at the same time when Brother Andy is going to find himself in a very dangerous predicament. The Amos and Andy Show is broadcast to our armed forces overseas. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for all of us, about to wish you all a pleasant good night. But before I do, here's one more important reminder. Are you passing up any bets in salvaging used fats? Don't forget to scrape the bottom of your roaster and to melt down fat you cut off meat. Every bit counts. For used fats are urgently needed to make battlefield medicines, munitions, and other vital materials. You'll get 2 meat points and cash besides for every pound you turn in. Thank you, and good night.